HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Branch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Branch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Branch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Hey guys, and welcome to the lockdown edition of Diwali, a time that's all about mithai, good food, diyas, family, friends, and letting the light in. And card games and cocktails, of course. Well, we don't know about cocktails, but the cover stars of this week's HT Brunch, cricketer Suresh Raina and wife Priyanka, are all set to celebrate their son Rio's first Diwali, along with their daughter and Teen Patti champ, as their dad reveals, Gracia. We got Suresh to give us a peek into how the Rainas are making the most of the Festival of Lights. Listen on to the proud father, who's also the family chef this Diwali. Today we have with us this week's cover star Suresh Raina, who is celebrating his son Rio's first Diwali. Hi Suresh, happy Diwali and welcome to the HT Branch podcast, and congratulations on the cover. So tell us a little about, what has been the best thing about this Diwali for you?
Thank you, Karishma. Wishing you lots of good wishes in Diwali and for me, from my family side. Yeah, it's been amazing, and we all are looking forward to have a good Diwali. In this pandemic, we're going to spend time, though jaise Diwali manate the hum log pehle, but this time we'll be more careful because pandemic mein you have to be very, very careful. So what we have planned, we're not taking any gift, we're not giving any gift. So in a way, we make sure we just wish each and everyone on the phone or to close friends, and we've been monitoring their travel. I've been monitoring my travel because we have two kids, and jo weather hai abhi Delhi ka, so we all need to be very, very careful. So hopefully we'll light a diya, and we did also lightning in the house. So pretty much looking forward to it.
Okay. But what was the best part?
Mithai.
Mithai, which is your family's favorite? You have to tell us.
Hey, mujhe wo jo kheer pata se hote na.
Yes.
I like ghoda, oont nahi, ghati, patashe, jo bachpan mein aage jo memories hogi meri, but abhi now you have a lot of chocolate box, you have a lot of varieties, but I still miss those hati, khil patashe, usme khate khate itna maza aata tha, but abhi to koi rakhte nahi hai.
Okay, that's very amazing, like, and nostalgic memories for sure. But considering ki ye Rio ka pehla Diwali hai, you know, this is his first Diwali. Did you make any special preparations in terms of food?
I think he's been eating thoda jo bhi ho, apple syrup or jo uska manate hai banana ka ya sarlaig ya phir suji jo bhi he likes to, he's been trying different things, but I got a new kurta for him. I'm going to wear same kurta like him. So one of my designer, he sent me one kurta for him, and same, I'm going to wear the same. So I think that I'm very looking forward to it because we're going to look both same. And Priyanka and Grass are going to wear one similar. So I think that I'm pretty much looking forward to it. So kurta pajama mein dekhenge, it will be a proud moment for us.
What makes Diwali a special festival? Like, what makes it stand out for you and your family?
No, I think I love the puja. When we get along, we all sit together, we just puja our Lakshmi ji, and we just pray for God, everything fall in place, or diya light karte ho, then you do paath. So uske baad then you pehle to crackers chhodte the, jab chote the to bas puja jaldi khatam hui, bhagte the, mummy ne kahan rakha hai, papa ne kahan rakha hai. we can't do it because it's very important for all of us to be very, very safe because we do have kids. I know definitely right or left, हमारे जो neighbors हैं या पूरा जो India में चीजें हैं. So I think, but we're gonna eat together, we're gonna laugh together. I think that's really, really important for a family, especially when you're जो रियो की पहली दिवाली है. So मुझे लगता है कि he will also wants to spend time with his sister, with his mom, with his mother, with me. So I think we want to give it everything, whatever we have in our heart. So make sure he'll enjoy each and every moment of it.
All right. And you mentioned that you play cards. Is it like a family yes. thing? Like, do you play cards with Priyanka?
Yeah, I've been playing with Gracia. I've been playing the whole box. So she likes to play teen patti.
Oh.
She doesn't know kaun jeeta, to bas she doesn't like to lose. So then make sure man Priyanka jab khelte hain to we also keep thoda sa wo coin jo humne rakha hua hai usme ye pura rule wo na jo box hai. She just wants to win. Agar koi do main jeet jata hai to she just throw the card and I'm not playing, you guys are cheating.
Oh.
So she really enjoy that.
But who wins out of well you and Priyanka?
So we play 5 cards, then 4 cards, then 3 cards, then 2, and then 1. So she just knows that two papa, two card nahi hai, bas teen 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 karte hain, teen patti, that she knows.
Acha.
So we just play here and make sure she really enjoy.
Okay, and Rio will be joining soon, I'm guessing.
No, we gave him a joker card. He just wanted to part of it. So wo fakta rehta hai card, ye aise fakta rehta hai, ye paisa, ye sare paise rakhti hai, to usko de deti hai ki aap rakho sambhal ke.
Oh, that's really sad. And any favorite mithai the kids have?
Gracia, she loves वो काजू कतली जो आती है मम्मी बेचती है, या फिर लड्डू आता है वो जो बेसन का या फिर घी का जो चौलाई, या फिर she likes that मखाने. वो जो मखाने खाती है, फिर वो जो gift, so she likes to open the gifts. So we already kept few gifts downstairs, so when we do puja to make sure we'll get it from the downstairs. So she doesn't feel ki koi gift nahi aaya, papa mera gift tha. So we all are prepared. So we've been giving her and she's gonna be awake in a bit. So I think she really enjoyed this time. Because last time when we celebrated, few of our Dutch friends came from Holland.
Oh, so nice.
They were wearing Indian traditional dresses, so they were very happy. So I went to my house and they went to Priyanka's house, my in-law's house. So I think in this time of the year, they always check on us. We miss Diwali in India. So I think that really shows how beautiful festival is this.
Just one thing. What is it, of course, we have the mithais, but what special foods are you looking at, on this Diwali?
So I cook because Priyanka likes to have Gracia loves chole, white wale, then she likes rajma.
Yes.
And I feel abhi thoda acha organic vegetables. So we just palak kaata ho ya fir ragi ya batua ho. So mix karke we can make puris, or we can have patli patli parothi. Or she likes paneer. So probably I'll make paneer bhurji or aloo. So for us din to sab khana hai. Thoda thoda acha dishes hongi, then we'll all sit together niche baith ke the carpet pe. So we're gonna really, really enjoy.
Well, mujhe bhi, because that sounds like a fantastic meal that you are making for your family today. Thank you so much for your time, Suresh, and thank you
so
all
much.
So much. And have a
thank
happy
so
and
much.
Safe Diwali. Thank you.
Same to you, Gaishma. Lovely talking
thank
to you.
You.
Take care.
Take care. Strangely enough, one of the things I've been craving during the lockdown is well-done Sikh kebab. That is meaty, juicy and spicy. Especially the ones that you find in Old Delhi, where I've gone a bunch of times as a broke and hungry college kid in the middle of Delhi's winter. Of course, the galoti kebab from Rajendra Da Dhaba is one that I've grown up on, so I'm partial to it. But the Sikh kebab is sacred, especially since my mom uses it as an ingredient in her fried rice. Anyway, I got my hands on the Heat and Eat Sikh kebabs from Mini Punjab in Bombay recently, and they were exactly what I needed. Smoky bits that go perfectly with the side of mint chutney. Here's what HT Brunch columnist V. Sangvi has to say about Sikh kebab.
Do you like Sikh kebabs? Well, I certainly do. And you know, I always think of the Sikh as being the humblest and probably the most delicious of all kebabs. You talk to people now and they'll go on about kakori and galotti and the joys of the Awadhi tradition. You talk to Punjabis, they'll talk about the chicken tikka, about tandoori chicken. Oh, that's great. I have nothing against them. But there's something joyously simple about the Sikh, something that I love. You'll see people making Sikh kebabs on the streets over sigris. You'll get Sikh kebabs at fancy restaurants. But on the whole, people won't order them. They'll go for the fancy ones. Now, I think that's a mistake. I think you should have a Sikh because there's something beautiful about the way in which you chomp down on a piece of mutton. The juices come out. You get the flavor of mutton. You get the aromas of spices. It tingles your mouth before it goes down. And there's something gloriously satisfying. If you have it like me with a crisp tandoori roti, a little black dal, it's mouth-watering. Now, a Sikh is often, a lot of nonsense is said about the Sikh, I should say, and it's often confused with the shish kebab, which is Turkish. The Sikh kebab is not the same as the shish kebab. The Sikh kebab is an Iranian kebab. You still find it in Iran, and the word Sikh is the Farsi word for the skewer. It's a kebab that made its way to India, and then, like we do with everything else, we put in our spices and we made it our own. In Persia, they make it with lamb. In India, we make it with goat. In Persia, they make it flat. We make it cylindrical. But that's the beauty of India. Give us the world's food and we'll find a way of improving it.
I always make it a point to be home on Diwali, or my parents do. It begins with frantic runs for dry fruits and sweets, and then to the homes of relatives and friends all over Delhi NCR. Of course, in the middle, there's my dad doing permutations and combinations of how best to display the fairy lights outside. It's the same, yet different every year. Growing up, I have memories of the puja, eating too much kaju katli, the traditional aloo dam puri dinner, and then lighting diyas. I was never into firecrackers, but that was probably because my mom loved it and she would always lead the firecracker bursting part of the evening, something she's now given up for years. This is probably the first time I won't be able to make it home given the pandemic. But I plan to make the most of it by attempting to make Kalakand and Aloo Dam at home and incorporating some of my dad's fairy light tricks. Here's how Seema Goswami is planning to celebrate the Festival of Lights this year.
Remember the time when COVID alarm bells began ringing? It was around March. I bet you didn't think at the time that we would still be plagued by the coronavirus by the time Diwali came around. And yet, here we are. It's Diwali and we are still largely housebound, unable to mingle with friends and family because, you know, COVID. But despite the virus, you can still get into the festive spirit. Let me tell you how I do it. First off, I pull out a beautiful sari that has been sulking in my closet for years and give it an airing. I get my friends and family together on Zoom so that we can have Diwali dinner together, even if we are miles apart. And I make what my mom always used to cook for Diwali dinner, a big pot of matar palau, reconstructing her recipe from memory. And of course, I do my Lakshmi Puja, praying for peace and prosperity, not just for myself, but for everyone. And I hope with all my heart that my prayers bear fruit and that all of us can enjoy a blessed Diwali and a happy New Year.
Diwali is about family, and the musician performing for us today, Aditya Ndot, is like family to me. A Delhi boy who grew famous in the music circuit at a fairly young age due to his vocal skills, I first met him when we were singing together in the choir Artists Unlimited. More than a decade later, he's now a sought-after music producer, composer and singer who's worked with the likes of Preetam, has done music for Aamir Khan's Rooberoo Roshni and shows like The Gone Game. He was also a part of the singing reality show The Stage. And of course, he continues to be a friend who's always there with his truth bombs, bad PJs, and sometimes sound advice. Here's his rendition of A.R. Rehman's Rehna Tu in collaboration with pianist and music producer Jarvis Mirazes. Hope you like it and have a safe and happy Diwali.
Hi, I'm Aditya N. I hope you enjoy our rendition of Rehna Tu by A.R. Rehman. Happy Diwali. Have a great Sunday brunch.
जख्म दे अगर मरहम भी आके तू लगाए जख्म पे भी मुझको प्यार आए दरिया ओ दरिया डूबने दे मुझे
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.